One of the things that I grew up just idolizing in this market is the Fresno State Bulldogs. And I say that because even growing up with a father who cared more about soccer than he did football, he did still take me to the games, and he still took me to then Bulldog Stadium to sit in there and watch. And I very much remember the early time of Pat Hill, as I've talked about him very, very, very much about how crazy it is to have been able to have just a normal conversation with Pat. And I say that because I find myself very lucky to be in this seat today, and that is talking to the director of athletics, Garrett Classy, Fresno State. Appreciate you for taking the time this morning.
Gonzo, good to see you. It's great to be on the show.
And so, Garrett, you've been here now over a year. And one of the things that we were talking about, where I just came from Sacramento, and Sacramento and Fresno have a really similar vibe in terms of agriculture, love for your city, and all of those things. What would you say is the one thing over the last, over almost 2 years that you've now, or maybe 2 years, that you have hit and said, man, Fresno is special because of?
Yeah, I mean, the Red Wave may be sick of me saying this because I say it in every interview, but it's the people of Fresno or the Central Valley are just how I grew up. It's authenticity. It's caring for the community. It's helping each other. It's helping your neighbors. Before I was born, my father was in a very serious tractor accident, almost took his life. And there's pictures in our house still to this day of all the farmers not taking care of their, harvesting their crops to come take care of the Classy family crops. There's about 12 different farmers, and that's pretty special. And I feel like that's that same type of community and love for Fresno and the Central Valley. And so with me being from agriculture in Wisconsin, my wife being from the East Bay of California, there could be no better place to raise our children and no better place to call home than Fresno, California.
One of the things that I love about the university that is constantly said is, you know, how many people stay? Even athletes, like the athletes that come here end up wanting to stay inside the community one way or another. How big is that also in terms of athletics and university, in terms of study combining?
Yeah, there's some sort of magnet here, and I get it. Even when you feel comfortable and you can be authentic, you can be yourself, and there's so many things to do here, incredible restaurants. I wish some of our top supporters would send all their kids to Fresno State, but the reality is a lot of them will go out of state or to a private school in Southern California or Texas. But the funny thing is that they all come back home. They all come back home. And yeah, it's pretty incredible. It shows you how many people care about this place. And that's why we're going to thrive. Our recipe for success at Fresno State and the city of Fresno has never been having the biggest, you know, bells and whistles and the shiny toys and the most money. It's been the grit and it's been the people. And I don't care what kind of enterprise or organization you're starting. If that's your basis for any organization, you're going to be pretty darn successful.
One of the things that I love is that we're the ticket in town. Like, that's Fresno State. It's the ticket in town.
In the valley.
In the valley. And we go straight all the way up towards Sacramento, all the way down through Bakersfield. It goes into so much of the mindset that we have here. You talk about the grit and the focus. I talk about what I like to say is we like to smack you in the mouth from time to time. Like, if you are going to, you know, you're going to come in here, you're going to show us all the beautiful things you have, we're just going to show you the effort that we're going to bring you. That's one of my favorite things about Fresno.
It is. And when I was researching this job, I've always had this job circled, but the blue collar, the punching in your face, the chip on your shoulder. Yeah. Yes, we're going to attack. And we're going to play hard-nosed football. One of the many reasons why we hired Matt Entz is because that's the style of football he plays. Charlotte Morgan with softball is the same way. Ryan McCarthy with women's basketball. All of our coaches are. I'm talking about the ones that are new since my, you know, be 2 years on July 23rd. And so that's what we wanted to develop here. We want to recruit people to come here that fit the valley, that fit the toughness, that have that valley grit.
And you're talking about some of the new coaches, and I throw in a Natalie Benson, right?
Oh,
a
water unbelievable.
Polo.
Yes.
I'm scared of her, but I would follow her anywhere. Like, there's that gift. Like, I know how tough she is, but I also am like, I want to take a little step back away.
Yeah, I mean, Vance, Wahlberg, yeah. Natalie, we have so many incredible coaches. Ryan Overland came up through the system. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't speak enough about all of our coaching staff. And that's the environment that we want to create every day at Fresno State Athletics. It makes us all better.
It does. And we're talking to Garrett Classy, director of athletics at Fresno State. And before we keep, I just want to open this up to a normal open conversation. And one of the things that you guys, Fresno State, just announced last night, is a media days that is coming up next week. I said it when it came out. I was like, I think something creative could have been done, not just saying no. And it wasn't a critique at the Pac-12. It was more so of a, I think we have become known, and I say we when I'm talking Pac-12 because I'm that invested.
Yeah.
But we have become known of being creative even when things are a little different. And that's where I was coming from more. Now you guys are getting creative and creating a local media day Pac-12.
Yeah, and we've always had one, and I understand that we're in a unique situation starting a brand new conference with a 110-year-old brand, and there are a lot of things that we need to be very strategic on where we invest our resources. Talking about the depth chart in July, is that where you want to invest your resources? Some people may say yes, some people no. But we do know that in this valley and in this region, our fans are ready for football. They were ready for football as soon as the Arizona Bowl ended. Mm-hmm. And so we want to keep them engaged. And we have incredible sponsors at Table Mountain Casino. And so we're going to go out there and we're going to create a Vegas-type environment for our local media, regional media, national media. And the reality is nowadays with technology, we are going to have national media that zoom in, that call in, and you're going to have access to actually more players instead of us only being able to take two players to Vegas for media day. We get to bring more players. So the fans get to be more engaged in it. And so we're excited. We've had this idea for the last couple weeks, but put it together really quickly. I give Ryan O'Rourke and Savannah Stokel a lot of credit on our staff to get this thing rolling, and Table Mountain Casino. They're such great partners that, yeah, we are going to create something special. We're going to have a cocktail hour for donors, supporters, media, so they can get to know Coach Entz, myself, our families a little bit better. And so it's going to be, we're bringing media day to the Valley.
Yeah, and I'm excited because one of my critiques of media day as a whole is kind of what you mentioned, where it's like it's two players, kind of have 5 to 7 minutes ish with them, and trust me, I look forward to those Paul Leffler conversations every year. I'm always on to them.
Yeah,
but you do get about that, and when I was hearing about the potential of a Fresno State media day, I'm like, oh, these are players that you naturally and normally don't get an opportunity to speak to, and players that now get to tell a little bit more of their story because there's so many guys on this team that have a story.
Yeah, I mean, and we're very fortunate to get a lot of meaningful minutes from players back this year, but we got a lot of new faces, primarily, you know, one of the competitors at quarterback, Christian Martin, and people want to learn more about Christian. He's such an unbelievable human being. If he's half the football player that he is as a person, we're going to be in really good shape this year if he ends up being our starter. And so I think, yeah, the media, the fans, people want to hear about it. And it's not just going to be local media with people zooming in with media. The Boise media is invited, the Fort Collins media, the San Diego media, you know, the Logan, Utah, the Palouse, you know, Corvallis. So we sent the invitation to everyone, not just media from the Valley.
And what we're excited about is that this is one of my arguments as to why I like Fresno. We're pretty close to most, right? Like we're a branch. Like we would have to, if you fly out, go to Vegas, whatever, 6-7 hours if you drive it however you want to. But we're 6 hours away from San Diego State if you're driving it. You're not too far from Boise either. Yep. Obviously, I would say maybe Pullman is a little bit out of the way, but Corvallis isn't that far out either. Sure. So you have a, like, we talk about regionality. Fresno kind of brings everybody in that term as well.
Yeah, and even more importantly, that's important, Gonzo, but I would say even more importantly, it gives a chance of some Bakersfield media to come up, maybe some Stockton media, some Sacramento media. We want to build a fence around this valley. And I would say the markets, the Bakersfield market, the Stockton market, probably aren't investing in sending someone to Vegas. No, but will they invest someone to come down to Table Mountain and spend a day with Fresno State Athletics? I sure think so. And so let's try it.
We're talking to Garrett Classy, Director of Athletics. And one of the other things you mentioned was revenue and revenue generating and what the Pac-12 can do in that term. As we kind of circle into the new era of the Pac-12, what is most exciting about the revenue generating potential and what one can do, especially now mixing in Bulldog Sports Enterprises with the game day experience and everything that entails that they're working on, that a lot of things that I've heard and I'm like, ooh, I can't wait till that comes out. But also the work that they're putting in to try to better the fan experience. How much does a Pac-12 entering this system just kind of mesh everything together?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of the perfect storm with all the changes in college athletics in general and then the move to the Pac-12. And I think it's kind of serendipitous that we're sitting in the home of Bulldog Sports Enterprises having this conversation, yeah, because where we're seeing the biggest lift because of the exposure, because of every football game on, game being on linear television, yep, national men's basketball games, national women's basketball games, we're going to have a lot of exciting announcements in the next upcoming weeks. And we're billing this or coining this in Fresno State Athletics, the Summer of Transformation. And there's some exciting partnerships. May include a jersey patch, may include some field logos, may include a few seven-figure philanthropic gifts to Valley Co-op Fund. The revenue is coming in, but the reality is we need to do more. And we're very fortunate. We have the best president in the country in Saul Jimenez-Sandoval, and he's helping us from a university side too. But the reality is we need to keep pushing. When I arrived at Fresno State, fundraising was at $9 million a year. Last year, we closed just over $11 million. We're going to close close to $14 million this year. But the reality is Boise's fundraising $20 million every year. Yeah. We need to get there. Yeah. And it doesn't mean just philanthropically. It means that we need to get there through business partnerships and corporate partnerships. And we know that the secret to our success is the size of our fan base. So that doesn't mean million-dollar gifts every day. It means if someone can give $50, if someone can come to three football games, do it. Because that all helps. It helps gets us closer to goal to compete for championships. And that's what this Valley wants. They want a winning team in all of our sports. And we're trying to do that.
And to your point, season tickets. If we're trying to make sure 40,000 strong are in that stadium every single home game, which we know it's going to happen, but knowing season tickets also gives the department some ease of mind to say, okay, we don't have to chase 30,000 tickets, 25, whatever that might number might be, every single home game. We have a basis of that as well, which helps all along.
I know with expenses and inflation, everything that's going on in the country, yeah, disposable income is, well, a lot of people don't have what you coined disposable income, but we're really proud that we can still offer a season ticket for $150. Mm-hmm. And last year we had the Bulldog Pass, where you could get an individual $99 to every event that there's ticket availability. We're going to launch it again, pricing probably a little bit more, probably in the $150 range. That'll be launched later this summer. But the reality is you're probably going to get into every sporting event we have this year, maybe except for Boise. And we'll have some Boise State tickets available for it. But the reality is we sell 4,000 passes. Yeah. We can't set aside 4,000 seats for that game. We'll probably set aside 1,000. So everyone will have that opportunity. So there is an affordable way for everyone to come in to watch Fresno State sporting events. And so come in person. And with what Chris Pacheco, Ryan O'Rourke, and the BSE team is doing for the fan experience, fresh coat of paint on the outside of Valley Children's Stadium with the huge Pac-12 logo alone looks incredible. But wait till you see what we're going to do for our in-game environment this year. Try to get people's butts in seats by kickoff. Yep. We are investing heavily in this area. And the only way the fans are going to know it is by coming and showing up and come out to that first Sac State game. The Sac State game is good. That whole week leading up, we're going to have a celebration going into the Pac-12. The reason we didn't do anything big on July 1st is because there's a lot of faculty and staff members, a lot of students, a lot of community members. They're gone in the summer. We want to be able to celebrate everyone. And so we're going to do that the week of the first home game.
Yeah, I haven't been. And we're talking to Director of Athletics, Garrett Classy, and I hadn't been around Bulldog Stadium for a bit. It's out of my way. I live on like 99 in Shaw, so I don't tend to just drive around the stadium. I was with Joe here, and we were driving around. I went, oh, I didn't. When did that happen? I'm like, that's, it's so bright and it's inviting. It's Bulldog Red, all the things that kind of mash into it. One of the intriguing things that I saw that you're doing, and I'd say there are many things that you're doing that are not because you're in front of me that I'm very happy that you are doing. One of those is transparency. Mm-hmm. I think Fresno State for a long time was, and I don't consider it transparent, just they controlled the narrative as much as they could. I see you doing this, obviously controlling the narrative, but I see it more of a forward controlling where it's like, hey, these are the realities. These are all the facts. Yep. This is everything in front of us. Why? Why do you want to be so transparent with the fan, with the normal person out there that hasn't gotten as much as this information?
It goes to how we started this conversation. I truly believe, one, it's in my DNA. That's how I was raised. On a farm, you don't have time to mince words. You're a straight shooter. But I also understand that's how this valley is created. If you're not authentic, they're not going to believe you. You're not trustworthy. And at the end of the day, I truly believe Fresno State has always been an incredible university, but we've made some decisions where we've been our own worst enemy. And now we have a president and hopefully a leader and myself on the athletic side that we're going to stop doing that. We're going to start making decisions that are in the best interest of the university. And we're going to make mistakes. We're going to make a ton of mistakes. And we're releasing a strategic plan this summer that's going to have some pretty audacious goals in it. And we're not going to hit them all. But the goal is to show what we hit on, what we didn't hit on, and this is how we're going to improve. Every business makes mistakes, but we're not going to hide from it. It's who we are, and we're going to get better from it. And you can't learn until you make mistakes, in my opinion.
We're talking to Director of Athletics, Garrett Classy. Two more things, and I'll let you go. And again, appreciate you for taking the time early this morning. Sure. I always tell everybody, hey, I'm on really early, so I appreciate anyone. The Fan Council. How does that come to be? How do you guys make a decision to do something like that? Because it's kind of similar to the last question, but giving the person who is experiencing it, not creating the experience, but experience the experience, a chance to have a voice in how a lot of this gets done seems to be, again, not the norm around college football.
Yeah, we have such a, not just a large fan base, we have a very diverse fan base. And so, you're never going to please everyone with what you do in game, what you do around the game. But how do we cater mostly to the masses? You know, the one complaint I've heard at every school I've been at is the music's too loud. Well, what's your audience? The 50-year-old season ticket holder? Yes. The 17-year-old recruit that's on a recruiting visit? The players? Yeah. Like, they're not all going to listen.
Yeah, that student section, right there.
Yeah, if you get on their whatever, Spotify, whatever they listen to, their lists are not going to be the same. Yeah. The volume's not going to be the same. So how do we create experiences that cater mostly to the masses and to have those voices? I think there's a lot of times we get too close to it, meaning those of us that work in athletics. And so to have an outside voice saying, well, maybe you didn't look at it from this way. You know, to me, the true meaning of diversity is diversity of thought. People come from different backgrounds. They have different likes. How do you combine those and hear from each side? We can't get better unless we understand what the fans are going through day to day. And we made sure when this, we had, I forget, over 300 applicants. We have about 15 on the committee. We're getting together. They're in subcommittees. They're working every day. We got a committee report last night. Pretty exciting things. And we're going to implement a lot of things that they're doing, as well as with the help of BSC on what they're trying to do with the in-game experience as well.
Bulldog Sports Enterprises, again, have been in some of those meetings and hearing Chris Pacheco start flipping some of those pages onto the things that are happening. And those who've experienced it will know. Like I'm looking at the pages and I'm going, we're really trying to do all of those things, which, again, for someone that grew up in this valley, that grew up going to Bulldog games, that grew up with the experience, and I would say an outsider experience, because my dad wasn't, again, he did not care about football.
Yep.
He went because his son did.
He did, a different kind of football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, when there was the El Salvador-Brazil game at Valley Children's Stadium, again, like there used to be those international soccer games there at 40,000 strong. You guys had Shakira at the concert. That was insanity. My sister and family, they went to that and it got to experience that great event. With that all being said, I'll let you go with this. Almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 2 years with this job. A lot of different things have happened in those 2 years. Obviously, the transition from the Mountain West to the Pac-12. I just mentioned Shakira holding an insane concert like that at that level of Valley Children's Stadium. What are you most happy with over the last 2 years of what you've done here in the Valley? You've hired coaches. You've done a little bit of everything.
Well, it's number one, it's never going to be about me. I have an incredible team we work with every day. I've said this from day one. We have an incredible responsibility. This isn't a job. This is a responsibility. This valley deserves a great athletic department. They deserve a great university, which they already have. So we can make a little bit of impact. I really underestimated the demeanor of this entire valley after a football win or a football loss. And so if we can add just a little bit to a blue collar area that adds to their joy and excitement and can be a distraction to the people here, that's what I'm most proud of. we make an impact in not just young people's lives, but everyone's lives. And so if we can make this place just a little bit better every day and leave an impact, and, you know, hopefully when I, you know, leave here 15, 20 years from now, people can look back as like, when Garrett led this athletic department, he worked his tail off and he worked hard every day to try to make this community better, to try to make the university better, try to make the athletic department better. That's all I care about. That's, you know, I don't care about legacy. My legacy is my family, not a job, never is going to be. So I'm just a placeholder right now, and it's a great responsibility and one that I don't take lightly every single day. We're having so much fun doing it.
Garrett Classy, Director of Athletics, Fresno State. I can say this with the passion of my heart, and that is, I believe you. And that is a struggle of mine, I think, being here in Fresno. And I think everybody that is listening that has felt the being spurned at times, the being, you know, beat up because we're never the ones talked about on a national scale, right? Sure. Everyone always talks about Oregon State or Washington State. Who's moving to the Big 12? Boise State? What about San Diego State? And everyone here is like, well, we're the Valley. Like, we're the ones that create the chaos. We love it. And I believe you. I appreciate you for taking the time this morning.
I appreciate you. This place deserves nothing but the best, and that's what we want to deliver every single day. Thanks for having me on, Gonzo.
And we got to leave you with the obligatory.
Go Dogs.
There it is. The Valley Rise Show with Gonzo on 1430 ESPN Fresno, your new home for Fresno State Athletics.